Good morning, everybody. So just on behalf of everybody here in Presentation Secondary School Warrament, just delighted to extend a very warm welcome to everybody here this morning. And as you know from successfully finding us, we're nestled away in one of the most historic parts of the city, on a campus that we share with our primary school, Presentation Primary School, and Warrament Education Centre, and of course the convent. So we work very closely together to promote lifelong learning for everybody who passes through the door of this campus. Just around our school, we are a progressive all-girls school, currently with 264 students, a staff population of 35, including the ancillary staff. And as Father Michael mentioned, our school is under the trusteeship of KESH, which is a trust body for a number of voluntary secondary schools, one of which is the Presentation Sisters, which we're very proud to be part of. And I suppose as a Presentation KESH school, we're committed to promoting the core KESH values, promoting spiritual and human development, achieving quality in teaching and learning, showing respect for every person, creating community, and being just and responsible in all our dealings with one another. So Michael mentioned earlier, this school has a very long tradition. The Presentation Sisters came to Warrenmount in 1892, and the current school developed into a secondary school in 1969. And I suppose very much following in the footsteps of the Presentation Order's founders, Venerable Nanna Nagel, we really try and continue on with her mission, to be people of hope that hold the spark that ignites the fire in self and in others. We have a long and proud tradition of providing a holistic education to the students in our care and in really trying to live out our mission statement, empowering all of our students to achieve their very best here in Warrenmount. Each student is encouraged and supported to reach her full potential and to take her place in the adult world as a confident young woman, and you met some of them already, so they're nearly there, who value honesty, justice and commitment to work. And I suppose we really pride ourselves on being a very caring school here in Warrenmount. We work hard with all the stakeholders, the parents, the community, our students and staff, to foster a spirit of cooperation and mutual respect between everybody involved in our school. And we do our very best to provide an appropriate curriculum for all students in a Christian environment, which is safe, caring and well-disciplined, and where possible, hard sometimes to do this, to cater for the emotional and professional needs of management and staff. So in 2005, our school was recognised as a DESH school, which means that we could avail of a number of key interventions to provide for the diverse and many very needs of the students in our care, and to give them a real sense of belonging to a school community, which is happy, safe, creative, hardworking and ambitious school community. But as Father Michael mentioned in his speech there, despite these very important supports going into the school, the last number of years has seen a huge reduction in the funding and investment in education and caused a very wide gap to emerge between funding supports for voluntary secondary schools. And I suppose I can speak from my own experience. We have been seriously challenged here in the school to continue to provide the top quality education that we always do provide to our students. And I guess it is really our unwavering belief in our mission statement and in our foundress's vision of education that really has motivated us to overcome these challenges. I suppose as a school over the years, since Budget 2012, I suppose when it really kicked in, we've had to make a number of sacrifices in relation to curriculum and class size. And just to give you just a small example, I suppose the deputy principal and I have returned to teaching. Last year, between us, we had to teach for a total of 16 hours. Now, I love teaching. We both love teaching. We're passionate educators. But on top of the workload that is expected of principals and deputy principals, it isn't really sustainable. And it is a huge amount to put on, I think, in a very challenging. But despite all of these challenges, we have persevered. And staff have taken on a huge amount of extra work to ensure that we provide the same level of care and attention for our students. And I suppose I would be pleading again with the department that they recognise this injustice within the system and that maybe now that we're coming out of a recession and maybe feeling a little bit more optimistic, that those cuts could be reversed and funding, equitable funding, could be provided to voluntary secondary schools. Despite the cuts, we have managed to continue on with lots of very exciting interventions currently operating in the school. I suppose one here is our gorgeous library, which is a beautiful space, which we're very happy to have. It's part of the demonstration library project. It's very much the heart of the school and coordinated so efficiently by our librarian, who's working away quietly there in the corner, Barbara Davis. Homeschool community links are obviously hugely important for us as a school community. And we are very happy to have very strong and positive relationships between the home, the school and our community. Our involvement with the Junior Certificate Schools programme, the transition year, the Leaving Cert Applied and other established programmes have catered for the needs of our students, and not to mention the very important things like the book rental grant, which is hugely important to a school like ours, and the school meals grant. Very fortunate to have very strong community links, with very strong relationships with our school completion programme coordinator and all the many project workers that are involved with our school, as well as linking in with groups like Business in the Community that provide mentoring supports and CPD for our staff and students. Our partnership with the National Behaviour Support Service has been really critical in helping us to address, I suppose, behavioural issues within the classroom that can sometimes impinge on learning. We've started working with Bridge 21 in Trinity College Dublin to really, I suppose, look at the whole area of cooperative learning and differentiation within the classroom. And then the introduction of high-speed broadband has been hugely successful in our school to really empower and support teachers in the teaching and learning that needs to take place. And just to give you one example, I suppose, we had a challenge 2 years ago. We had a small cohort of students who wanted to do higher level maths. We didn't have the facilities to provide it, so maybe keeping in line with the point that Father Michael mentioned, we used technology to provide a video link up with one of our sister schools in Caolte na Bríde, which allowed those students to sit the higher level maths and to achieve and do very well. So I suppose all of the hard work, there's lots to celebrate, I think, and just to give you an idea of some of the good things that we are proud to celebrate today. I suppose over the years, because of these interventions and the work of staff, our attendance rate has improved considerably over the years, and we're now striving towards building up to a 90% attendance rate for all of the students in our care, which is something to be very proud of. We have a 100% retention rate at junior cycle, and we're almost there at Leaving Cert level. Again, it's something to celebrate, I think, for everybody. And all the time working to improve our literacy and numeracy skills through station-type teaching and peer support now facilitated by the TY students for our first-year students. And I suppose the increased focus on the last number of years on literacy and numeracy has resulted in more of our students choosing to take higher-level English and maths at both junior and Leaving Cert level, and that's something to be very proud of and to celebrate here today. This year, I'm delighted to tell you that 40% of our graduating students have transferred to third level, the highest proportion of students who've ever transferred to third level with their first choices. So I suppose it's just proof of the pudding that when we all work together, even in difficult times, it's it. So I suppose the launch of the document this morning marks a very important milestone in providing very relevant data, as well as an opportunity, as Father Michael mentioned, to engage in meaningful dialogue around the future of Catholic education at secondary level. For the exemplary work which I outlined a moment ago to continue and the expected outcomes to be achieved, there's no doubt the necessary resources, additional time, personnel and funding supports need to be maintained so that every student can leave school well equipped to achieve really of their very best. And I suppose the reality is for some of us, certainly in the voluntary secondary, that that is proving very, very difficult. And I know from speaking to some of my own local principals that that is a huge challenge at the moment, just managing financial constraints. I did mention the budget there in 2012 where we lost a teacher and a half, which had a huge impact on our school. And I suppose I feel really that, as Father Michael has said, funding, really fundraising shouldn't be part of any school's work. There's much more important work to be done. And I suppose, again, I would plead with the Minister that equal access to all those resources might be put in place into the future. So despite all of these challenges, I'm just coming to the end now. Like all schools, I suppose we continue to provide top quality education to the girls of the local community. And I suppose very much as a school community, I'm very lucky the staff are always willing to experiment and to go that extra mile to ensure that the mission of our presentation, Keshe School, is very much a lived reality. So thank you very much.